Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embon, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life Engineering starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. What a show we've got for you. And you're going to hear a lot about Gabriella. You're going to hear a lot about her in this show. You're going to hear a lot about her as we move forward. But there are a few things you should already know. You know, she is the founder, lead life coaching instructor, and theta healing teacher at the Coaching Academy. And you're going to hear about this as we go through each show. But what we're really excited about is fulfilling her passion and her dream of helping others, help others build a career, help others move forward in life. And, you know, to train the next generation of coaches, which is so needed, especially in the world of holistic practicing and life transitions. Today's show is the latest of her genius ways to do that. And it is all about life engineering. She's going to be taking us on a journey today about what that is, what are the processes, and how do you combine science, wisdom, and spirituality? I love this. Wait for it. To create a life of no regrets. Gabriella, oh my goodness, right? This is so exciting. And it is that next leg for you of the vision, right?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to say how excited and happy I am to spend the next half an hour with you. And I want to thank all the beautiful comments when I promoted the event because they were very, very encouraging. So I am beyond excited, and I will introduce myself and say, hello, Dr. Pat. My name is Gabriella and I am an engineer.
I love it. My name is Dr. Pat, and I worked with engineers for 25 years. So that's why we get along so well, right? We're going to have fun. But let's start with the concept of life engineering, because this is something might be new to people, because it is something that you've now given birth to. And, you know, as that person who is the engineer, who is the builder, right? You know, let's introduce life engineering to people as it came to you. Tell them what that is and what this journey's been like for you, right? Because people just think we show up and we have these ideas, but it is a process, right?
Absolutely. It's a life process. And I love the word process. So
I do too.
First of all, I want to start by quoting an engineer, an American engineer, Henry Petrovsky. He says, science is about knowing. Engineering is about doing. And the reason I love this quote so much is because that's what I consider myself. I consider myself a builder, right? I think I always been, because of my life story, the fact that I was uprooted from two different countries out of choice, not forced to be uprooted, right? I uprooted myself from a five-year relationship by canceling a wedding a month before. I uprooted myself from my engineering career to start my new career, not new anymore, as a life coach. So when I look at my life and I look at the theme, which is always to course correct, to build new, you know, build my family of three beautiful children, I believe that we all have an engineer inside us. And I believe that if we apply these principles, the engineering principles into our lives, right? We're able to create much more. And if I may, I just will explain what I mean by that, because that for me, it's very profound. See, what is life engineering? These are the systematic creative processes to create a life of alignment, okay? And I say that there's a lot of similarity between engineering at work and engineering our own lives, right? Not only that, but by applying these systematic processes, we're more likely to be more daring and more creative. And that's because we're taking a more conceptual approach to our lives rather than an emotional approach.
Yeah.
Right? Because we tend to be less forgiving when it comes to our personal lives. So that's why I believe that this is so powerful, because it allows us, by having these systems, allows us to dare more.
Yeah. I don't think we realize, and I'm so glad you brought this up. Let's just stay with this for a little bit and talk about the systems and why we're so excited about this. I think when we start to think about our own lives, and since I've talked to you last, I had an experience that made me think about my dad. And there's one thing I think about my dad, and that is, as horrific as it was to go into school every day with greasy fingernails, my dad was a mechanic. But until I started to talk to you and work with you on the show, I did not realize what he was teaching us three girls. He didn't have my brother. And what I now know, and what you're going to talk about next, is there's such beauty and creativity in engineering. I think it's one of the most misunderstood aspects of work and life. I think it's misunderstood, right? I think people see it as rigid, as linear. But you could not tell my dad that as he laid out a new engine for a car and a piece didn't fit, and he got the saw and the welding machine out and he crafted that to precision. Isn't that what we're talking about life engineering as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, when systems allow for creativity, because when we have a system and we have a systematic approach, that will calm our minds, right? Decrease confusion. And by doing so, we open our creative mind, our intuitive abilities as well. I strongly believe that there is a Da Vinci inside everyone. Okay, I believe that we all have what it takes to engineer our lives. If we just learn a few processes that when applied, it makes the process so much easier. Mm-hmm. And then we let go of confusion, we let go of overwhelm, and that allows for creativity to emerge.
And isn't that what you created, though? Because we're going to be talking about the steps. You know, what are the steps to engineering your life? And, you know, when people think about Da Vinci, they, you know, sometimes we forget how many steps Da Vinci actually had. I mean, all you need to do is some of his original sketches or blueprints. Isn't that the same here? You're going to be sharing with people as an engineer the steps, the processes. How do we get from where we are to where we want to go?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, these steps, they combine, because you were talking that engineers are creative, right? An engineer is somebody that combines from different fields to create something. And that's what we do in our lives, right? So the steps that we use to create our lives are quite simple, actually. And I think most people have heard this. We have a vision of what we want. We design a preliminary plan. We pilot it. And then we move into production and course correction. I think that the step that gets the most underestimated, for the lack of a better word, is piloting. And that's, I always tell people, they are to pilot. So I would love to talk more about piloting. What do you think?
Let's talk about it. We have to talk about it because, you know, part of what we do for people, we do website development, we do app development. And, you know, the hardest part for people is when you say your site is done, but we're going to put it through testing. We have a day of testing. We have a day of optimization. We did. It is like, can't you just skip that? And the hair on the back of my neck wants to stand up because I work for an engineering company who developed the telephone and the cell phone. There are things we learn from the pilot, right? What happens when we don't do that, Gabrielle? What happens?
Well, when we do that, we normally get stuck in the design process trying to make it perfect, right?
Yeah.
And then we don't dare. And the problem with not daring, okay, is that most of the answers are not in the thinking, they're in the doing. Mm-hmm. Our brain is designed for action. So when we are trying to make the design perfect and trying to have all the answers figured it out, we normally don't start. The people that are well known for being accomplished are the people that just dare to start and pilot. I love the word. The word pilot has so much meaning for me, because for me it means let's just try and be self-forgiving, right? I'm not committing. It doesn't have to be perfect. Let's just try it. So it allows us to be very kind with ourselves and self-forgiving and not thrive for perfection. But then once we pilot, so I'll give you an example of that, actually. When I transitioned from coaching, from having this one-on-one coaching and group coaching to teaching, life coaching, when the academy was founded, talking about the vision as the first step, I had a vision that I was going to teach coaching by listening to a podcast. This is a little bit of a coming back full circle. I listened to a podcast. I was in a treadmill. I listened to that podcast and my hands started shaking when I saw that this is the next step, because people were asking for it, but I wasn't there. And then I felt it. So I had the vision, right? And then I said, okay, let's see what we're going to do. But the design was a preliminary design. And then I said, in a year from now, I want to have the first pilot. So I took a year to, you know, we needed to find a place to have the academy, to be teaching. We were teaching in person. But I said the first group and even the second group, it's a pilot. So there was no need to be perfect. I said, we'll improve it as we go. We just need to have the minimum amount of viable product to launch. And we're going to learn from that. And we also priced it accordingly, because we knew and we told people, this is a pilot. We're learning together. We're testing together.
Yeah. That is exactly what we did in 09 to launch the network. I mean, I didn't think about it till you just gave that example, but there wasn't anybody doing what we were planning to do. The good news is I didn't know that, because that might have scared me away. But I had the right people, Oliver from Germany, and we knew we were coming out of the gate and we weren't quite 100%. You're right. We explained it to the first 20 hosts we had, right? What a difference that made, right? To get their feedback. Because then what do you do after the pilot and people give you the information, right? That's where the juiciness is.
Absolutely. And you improve as you go. All the knowledge of what needs to be done to make it better is in along the path in the doing. I have on my Facebook banner, I have, you don't need to figure it out to start. You need to start to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And all that figuring it out is in the doing, right? The face of the vision is the inspiration that comes to us ideally from our higher self, because we are inspired to create something to make a difference. Then we design a preliminary part, and then launch on a pilot phase. The moment you tell yourself as there's a pilot, you go into, it's okay, it doesn't have to be perfect, and then you will learn from that so much, and you will learn what works, you will learn what doesn't work, what people like, right, and how to make it better and improve it from there. It's like Thomas Edison said, I have not failed, but found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Everybody knows that quote, and yet we don't live by it. We're so afraid of failure that we're never there. So the pilot removes, is us into taking action, knowing that it might work, it might not, we might need completely to change it, but that's okay, because that's why it's called a pilot.
Yeah. Let's just hold that. I mean, I love that we're calling it a pilot. I love that we're talking about this. And I don't think that people realize today how often they go through this process and they don't even know it. You know, sometimes, so what you're doing for everyone today is you're literally demystifying this, because one, you're talking about life engineering and you're offering people a way to go through this process and be successful. Right. That's what you're talking about when you say vision, design, pilot, production, course correction. You're talking about a way to use our life experiences, our desires, our expectations, you know, to put them in a way that we could systematically walk through any given event, any given change we want, and go through the process you're describing with the outcome of complete success.
Yes. And if I may, I will say not necessarily complete success. Sometimes it doesn't.
But that's my projection.
But then there's a life of no regrets. And a life of no regrets is not necessarily a successful life. It's not success in everything we have aimed to accomplish, but it's the daring, right? It's knowing that we did our part, and our part is to dare, because as we're daring, we're walking the path, we're evolving, we are learning ourselves, we're learning more of what we want, what we don't want. We are uncovering and revealing ourselves. We can uncover and reveal ourselves by being stagnant and thinking. We uncover and reveal ourselves by doing, by experiencing. This is what life is all about. It's about experiencing it and letting life educate us. And that's, for me, a happy life, because it's a life of faith, right? It's a life of faith. Yeah. It's a life in which I believe that I can change my life, in which I believe that if it doesn't work, I can change my vision or course correct the path to get to the same vision. So for me,
can you talk about course correction for a minute too?
Course correction.
Can you say a few words about course correction? Yeah, I forgot to mention that before. And I just got a question from someone that says, the text message is, oh my gosh, did you actually use the word course correction? Yes, she did.
Yes, I did. I love that word because I've done that so many times in my life, right? So I don't mean course correction, always changing the vision, although that can happen too. Normally when we're inspired to create a vision, then that's pretty much what we want. But sometimes we're choosing what we want, not from a place of inspiration, but from a place of correction, from a place of avoiding. What we say, we're trying to solve a problem. Ideally, our vision, we want it to come from inspiration and not from solving a problem, okay? But so then we might need to course correct, you know, the vision. But assuming we were inspired to create, and that's what is guiding us throughout the journey, course correction means that along the way to get to that journey, you might need to change. So I had to course correct my relationship. I canceled a wedding a month before, and now I've been married for 25 years. And I course corrected my career. Actually, I deeply believe, and the coaches at the coaching academy know this about me, I believe that as adults, it's our responsibility to be fulfilled in these two aspects of our lives, our career and our primary relationship. And that takes sometimes course correction. It takes the courage to say, this is not serving me anymore and I want something else. And I'm daring to take a step towards a new direction. Or make
I'm
it
so
better.
Glad you brought this up. I'm so glad you brought this up because I was asked a question at a seminar I did once where I made a statement and people are like, no, that's not true. I made the statement that we have been in career management and relationships since we were able to, and even before we were able to walk upright, whatever you believe. That we've right out of the get-go as human beings, there were two things that we were meant to focus on. One, of course, relationships, but two, a broader version of career. So what am I meaning by like that? I'm meaning you're doing a body of work and there's something you are getting in return. Sometimes it's passionate, but so often we don't see that. We look at other people and say, they have a career and I don't, and we feel left out. And that's what you're talking about as a life with no regrets. We don't want to have regrets, do we?
No, we don't. They're heavy.
Oh my gosh.
We don't want to carry them, and especially not carry them towards the end. They're very heavy and they keep us stuck in the past. So they truly block us from moving forward in life. What you mentioned is so true. We really shouldn't compromise. We can compromise on many things. And the reason that I believe we should not compromise on our careers and primary relationship is because we have the ability to course correct. You know, I always say, You have children, you can return them. You do the best with what you received. But career and relationship, we have the freedom today more than ever, right? If we look at freedom in present times, today more than ever, we have the freedom to fulfill ourselves. And for me, a life of alignment is a life that mirrors our spiritual gifts. I believe that our career has to mirror our spiritual gifts, our genius zone, our unique abilities, and that that is the clue to what we are meant to be doing. We might not know that. I didn't know that when I became an engineer. I didn't, although I don't regret it. It prepared me for, you know, the next phase, the course correction. Not only taught me how to course correct, also prepared me with the skills I needed to work as a coach, because that's what a coach also does, right? It creatively uses different tools and modalities to help people move forward in life. But it's for me, it's very crucial for an adult to be happy, to have a career that mirrors their gifts, their passions, their unique abilities, and that has meaning for them.
I think you and I both know what it's like to be in a career, at least I do, to be in a career where it doesn't do that. And to have the opportunity or the awakening that says, wait a minute, I can really tap into what's in my heart and follow the pathway. I know I wouldn't be here today if I did not follow a spiritual pathway to get here. I don't care how many schools I went to, or it, none of that really matters. It's what I call my spiritual breadcrumbs. It's as if there are spiritual, little spiritual breadcrumb nuggets that are laid down on a path and they're right in front of you. And you have a choice to follow them or not. But isn't that also part of what we're talking about here to help us live a life without regrets? Isn't that part of an energy clearing process? Because if we have regrets, we have resentments. If we have resentments, we are stuck in layers and layers and layers, aren't we?
Oh my God, yes. When we teach at the Academy the Theta Healing Technique and the Life Coaching Program, we talk about the three R's from the Theta Healing Technique: the regrets, resentment, and rejection. And these three R's are very heavy. They keep us stuck in the past, not allowing us also to elevate ourselves to understand what do we want to do with our lives, right? How do we fulfill ourselves, not just become successful? Because many people are successful. I know that in my midlife, I was successful but unfulfilled. And I said, you can be both, right? But part of the journey to fulfill yourself is absolutely clearing those regrets, rejections, and resentments, simply because when we carry this, it keeps us also in a survival mode. And the idea is not just to survive. We want to thrive. But we cannot thrive if we have these blocks keeping us in a survival mode that they're very, you know, weighing us down. So we can either be all the time guided by our survival self trying to solve problems, or we can be guided by our higher self and thrive. And normally, when we are solving problems, when we are very much in the survival self, our brain is designed to survive, not to thrive. Our brain has the, will solve problems by creating another problem. Yeah. And the best way to solve a problem without creating another problem is to actually use our higher connection, do our work, clear what was weighing us down, and connect to what we're here to do, fulfill ourselves.
Yeah. Look, I love this introduction that we're having today. I want people to also know there's more to come on this. This is the, let's just call it the opening statement about life engineering, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait to get more specific.
But this is really for you also. You're walking your own talk. You know, you're creating something that actually mirrors what you're actually experiencing yourself as you look at I'm not saying a new vision, but maybe a parallel vision, maybe something that's been in your heart and you're walking together. with it side by side. You know, there is that hero's journey that everybody talks about, but we're very, very difficult for a lot of people to put our finger on it. I've known many heroes in my life that you wouldn't think are heroes. Many people that have helped me along the way. But for you, tell me about your excitement about bringing this message now to the world.
Well, as you said it, and we spoke about it previously, this is, I had to dare doing this because I've been sharing all my messages within, as I call it, the walls of the Coaching Academy, which is where we train the next generation of coaches and Theta Healing practitioners. And it was time, I felt this is my time after I work on my own blogs to share these messages and outside the walls of the Coaching Academy. But is it the time where I finish with final words? Because I do want to say something.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I want to, and this is coming from my heart. The reason that I believe that we want to aim and do our best to live a life of no regrets is because we're not just focusing on the future. Oh, when I'm older, I'll have regrets. It's even about today. You see, our brain is designed for action. So if we are not busy creating a life of no regret, if we are not busy going after our dreams, we get busy solving problems. So it's not just about the future, actually. It's impacting our present life. It's like I tell couples, if you are not busy working towards common goals, you'll be busy working to solve problems. And it's the same for us. So I rather solve growth challenges than solve deficiency challenges or problems.
Yeah,
we get to choose. We have free will and we have all we need to choose to create an amazing life for ourselves.
I am so thrilled. You're going to give us a sneak peek on what you're planning for the next episode?
Well, the next episode, we're going to go deeper and we're going to start with the first step, which is the vision, of course. We'll try to be systematic. After all, it's life engineering, right?
And what is the best way for people to find out more about you?
It's always coachingacademy.net. Coachingacademy.net.
One last thing. We have a few seconds left. I'd like to know your personal message. What does Gabriella want to leave us with today?
I want to... Three words for you to remember. Dare to pilot.
Awesome. Gabriella, thank you so much. As we said right at the top, this is the first of something very exciting. This is a pathway that I'm so thrilled Gabriella has brought to the forefront because we are looking for a system. We are looking for a way now to really look at where we are today. Not just to get through the next year, but to get through our day, our week, our year, to create that vision and understand you have the freedom to choose and change. But you may not have a way to get there. And that's what Gabriella has created. She's created the way. Thank you all for tuning us in. Gabriella, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you all, the best audience on the planet. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for bi-weekly wisdom nuggets on how to create your perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit in order to realize your true potential. For more information, visit Gabriella at CoachingAcademy.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.